Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and to kick off today's show, we welcome Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Well, Jason, after all your hard work, the sixth Rocket Mortgage Classic is finally here. It's going to be a fantastic week of golf and fun in Detroit. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Well, Ann, I'm doing great. It's crunch time for us, right?
Yes.
We refer to this as advance week. The week before the event, it's we're up and raring to go. You know, we've got our tournament ready to go Tuesday to Sunday next week, June 25th to the 30th, and we're excited. You know, tickets are flying off the shelf at RocketMortgageClassic.com. We're seeing really strong ticket sales. That moving the event the week before the 4th of July has seen more fans and more sponsors having even more interest, knowing they'll be in town, and we're set for what we think is going to be our best event yet.
So how does this work, Jason, with regard to tickets? Can fans buy tickets for the whole event from Thursday through Sunday, or individual, or both? What's the best way to do this to have the most fun?
Yeah, when fans go to RocketMortgageClassic.com, tickets start at just $75 early in the week, and they go up a little bit for later rounds. You can buy tickets on an individual daily basis, or you can buy tickets, you know, throughout the entire week. You can buy grounds tickets. You can also buy elevated access into our hospitality structures. We have tickets starting at $125 into our Lending Tree Lounge, which is an elevated view of golf right behind the 16th hole. You can also buy tickets into Club Ace, which is a hospitality area behind the 15th green that includes, you know, beverages. It has wine and beer and seltzers included in that ticket price. There's a wide variety of options. We do like to remind fans, though, that any ticketed adult can get into up to four youth, 15 and under, in for free. So one $75 ticket, you can bring out four youth 15 and under for free. So it's a really good value. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we have our community days presented by Jeep, where fans can get in for free. They can come out, watch our youth clinic on Tuesday. They can come and watch our Area 313 scramble on Tuesday, and then come back out on Wednesday and see our Delta Dental Pro-Am, and tons of great opportunities and tons of ticket selections options, but they're going fast, so fans need to get to RocketMortgageClassic.com quickly.
And you know, Jason, I always think that that Tuesday 313 scramble sounds like so much fun to watch. You've got some big names that come out for that.
We do. I think, and it's the most underrated event of the week. You have an opportunity to come out for the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble that's presented by our partners at Priority Health Total Health Foundation. We've got great celebrities. Aiden Hutchinson's going to be out there, Calvin Johnson, so we should see some Honolulu Blue out there this year. Speaking of blue, maybe a little Mazin Blue with Chris Webber in there. But we've got some for our Sparties too. Tom Izzo, the great Tom Izzo, will be back out trying to win his third consecutive Area 313 Celebrity Scramble title. The Miz, a WWE superstar, will be there. And then the Cavs shooting guard, Sam Merrill, is going to be out for the first time as well. So a great group of celebrities. And our top players, we have Ricky Fowler, Will Zalatoris, Tom Kim, Matt Kuchar, Minwoo Lee's coming for the first time and going to be playing in the Celebrity Scramble. So we've got a great group of professionals, a great group of celebrities to come out. And you get right up close and personal. They'll be signing autographs. And I encourage fans to come out for free to watch what is known as the best special event on the PGA Tour.
Jason Langwell is with us. He's the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason, you've already mentioned some big golf names. How is the player field shaping up?
It's shaping up great. Deepest field we've had to date in terms of top 100 players. We've got Cam Young joined the field recently, Akshay Bhatia. Got some major championship winners and Gary Woodland and Zach Johnson and Stuart Scott. A lot of winners this year on the PGA Tour are going to be playing. Chris Goddard, Robert McIntyre, Taylor Pendwith, and Davis Riley are recent winners on tour. Jake Knapp, who will be here for the first time, is coming, won earlier this year. And then a lot of household names, a lot of fan favorites. Joel Damon of Netflix fame, Kevin Kisner, Matt Kuchar, who I mentioned. Cam Davis recently joined the field, coming back to see if he can hoist a second Rocket Mortgage Classic trophy. Patrick Rogers. Of course, we got Will Zalatoris, Tom Kim, Ricky Fowler already in the field. Some first-timers I mentioned in Minwoo Lee, Nikolai Højgaard, who won a Ryder Cup, who played in the Ryder Cup, is going to be competing as well. And then Francesco Molinari, who won a major a couple years ago at the British, is coming. And we're excited to have Webb Simpson back, along with a crop of young players too, right? Nick Dunlap, Miles Russell, the 15-year-old, is going to be making his PGA Tour debut as an amateur in the field this week. So it's the deepest and I think the funnest field we have in terms of the kinds of personalities and the breadth and depth of experience and youth that we've had in our 6 years of the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
And you know what I think will be really fun is to follow Ricky Fowler and see if he can win again this year. You know what I mean? Because he's such a great player and he's also a great guy and a lot of fun. So that's going to be a good storyline.
It's going to be a really good storyline, and he's excited to come back, obviously, and take a victory lap and maybe do it again. He's also excited. You know, he's expecting his second. He and Allison are going to have their second child here in August, and I think it's Allison's, I think, last time on the road before she goes back home to get ready for the birth of their second. So it's going to be an emotional week for him on a number of fronts, an exciting week, and I know he's excited to come back and take in a couple of Tigers games and see the fireworks on Monday, and all the players are excited to come, but especially Ricky. It's just such a big story, and fans that come out on Friday, the first 1,000 that get out here will be able to have a special orange Ricky Fowler hat to wear around to watch him, you know, on cut day, go around. And then of course on Thursday, we're excited to be honoring Nick Gilbert's memory again with Bowtie Day, and fans that come out will be able to receive a bow tie pin in his honor, and players will be wearing bow ties that day. And it's going to be a real special couple of days to get the event started.
And there is a wonderful charitable component to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Can you talk more about that, Jason?
Well, yeah, a lot of fans don't know that all PGA Tour events are nonprofits, right? All of our proceeds go to supporting nonprofit organizations. Dan Gilbert's vision back when the event started was, how do we shine a bright spotlight on the city but find a way to impact the outcome? And we've been doing just that. Our mission is to end the digital divide here in Detroit through our Changing the Course initiative. You know, we're aiming to provide access to the internet and any type of corresponding technology within a 10-minute walk of Detroiters' homes. And we've been able to do that. We started this initiative, and we had 9 tech hubs in the city. We got 22 tech hubs as we sit here today.
Wow.
With over 350 workstations, 30,000 residents across the 7 districts have accessed those. We've awarded almost 80,000 devices to the Detroit community and put a really strong digital infrastructure in place. And we started this initiative. We were the least connected city in the country, and now we have a nationally known digital inclusion model that's catching national news. And so the ecosystem's really stronger than it was in 2020, and a big part of that is allowing Detroit to take advantage of all these connection opportunities that we've been able to provide.
And, you know, Jason, this outing really helped create awareness that Detroit had this incredible digital divide. I had no idea until you started this and this outing became a big thing and we started talking more about the fact that so many people are without computers, without internet. It's amazing.
It really is amazing. And COVID is, as you know, awful as it was, it was for many of us a moment of reflection. And it gave us a moment to sit back and take a look. And we did that as an event and said, look, if we're going to have the Rocket Mortgage Classic in 2020, which was on the table of not even having, if we're going to do it, we're going to take a look and see what are the unaddressed underlying issues in the city and find a way to impact that the most. And that moment of reflection brought us to realizing what you just said, which is that Detroit is the least connected city in America. COVID taught us, having to be at home, the importance of being connected. And we made that our mission. Changing the Course launched in 2020, and it's been an incredible run since. But we're not there yet. And fans just need to know, when they're coming out here buying a hot dog, buying a T-shirt, buying something from the merch tent, buying a ticket, all of those efforts are going to support ending the digital divide in Detroit. And so they're not only going to come out here and have a great time and entertain themselves, they too are impacting the outcome here in Detroit.
Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We here at WJR are really looking forward to being out there all week covering this. Remind people again, how can we get tickets?
Yeah, fans got to get to rocketmortgageclassic.com. Tickets are on sale now. We're approaching sellout in a couple of our days, given our date window, but tickets are still available. Get there fast and get your tickets to come out and experience the best event of the summer here in Detroit.
Thanks for the time today, Jason, and have a great week.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate it.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, June is Home Ownership Month. We'll find out more about that in just a few minutes.